from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll begin our journey in Iran as we listen to music of singer Mahsa Vahdat. She is not only a singer, but also a strong advocate for freedom of expression within her home country. This is a track from her 2015 release, The Sun Will Rise. This is a purely a cappella recording. Mahsa Vahdat composes much of her own music. Though it is contemporary in nature, it's deeply rooted in ancient Persian musical tradition. And the acoustics on this recording are absolutely phenomenal. Just listen to how her voice resonates on this track, The Rapacious Lovers.
رفتند و شهر خفته ندانست کیستند جای فریادشان تموج شط حیات بود چون آزرخش در سخن خیش زیستند جان مرغان پر گشوده طوفان که روز من دریا و موج و صخره بریشان گریستند می گفتی ای عزیز سترون شده اینک ببین برابر چشم تو چیستند هر صبح و شب به غارت طوفان روند و باز آخرین شقایق این باغ نیستند ای جان داد
For heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding. Over hill ways up and down, Mata green and brack and brown, past the shearing through the town, all for sake of Mary. And step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm and row, all for Mary's wedding. Thank you. can we go? Here for heel and toe for toe. Arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding. Red cheeks as Rovin's are, brighter eyes than any star. Fairest of them all be far, it's me darling Mary. And step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe. Arm in arm and row, all for Mary's wedding. For heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row, off for Mary's wedding. Plenty herring, plenty meal, plenty peat to fill her creel, plenty barney barns as well, that's a toast for Mary. And step regaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row, off for Mary's wedding. Oh, step regaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row, off for Mary's wedding.
Thank you.
That's music from Shri, a collective of British musicians of Indian descent, blending Indian traditional music with modern electronica, and on this album, a particular emphasis on drum and bass techno. The album Drum the Bass from 1997, featuring Nitin Sawhney on keyboards. We heard Trains. Before that, some traditional Irish music, but not from Ireland. It just goes to show you don't need to be from the Emerald Isle to perform authentic Celtic music. This band is from Deutschland, or Germany. They're called Ghanem, G-A-N-A-I-M. We heard from their 2017 release, Public House, Mary's Wedding, the name of the tune. And we began the set with some beautiful a cappella singing from Iran, from Masa Vadat, The Rapacious Lovers, from her album, The Sun Will Rise. We'll begin this set with music of the band Mono Suezi, consisting of musicians from Norway, Sweden, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. They specialize in the performance of traditional music from Mozambique and Zimbabwe, but they're not afraid to experiment, combining these traditions with modern jazz improvisation. This is a track from their 2015 release, Mono Suezi Yanga, out on the British Riverboat label, and this piece was written by their lead vocalist and marimba player, Hope Masike. It's called Matatia.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's a field recording made at Bagot, Arnhem Land, Australia in 1952. An example of some of the music of the Wiradjingu people. The piece is titled Cloud Chant, consisting of several short excerpts from a longer ceremonial piece. According to legend, the Wiradjingu originated within the clouds, which blow across their land from the Island of the Dead off to the east. When the clouds are blown by the wind, they may appear as fine flakes, seeds, or they may appear to be sitting on the ocean, beating the water into waves, before ultimately reaching the Rirat Jingu and reminding them of their ancestors, which often brings great sorrow. This piece is included as part of the compilation Tribal Music of Australia, an early compilation from the Smithsonian Folkways label, consisting of field recordings made by ethnologists from the University of Sydney in 1949 and 1952, at a time when it was feared that some of this authentic music would be lost to modernity. Fortunately, that is not the case, as history has proven, as world music has grown in popularity in the decades since. But these authentic archival recordings from Folkways demonstrate very early attempts to generate interest in world folk and ethnic music. Before that, music from Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, and the album Myanmar Xylophone Tunes, music performed by Kyo Myo Neng and ensemble. We heard The Celestial Being, and we began the set with Mono Swezi, consisting of musicians from Sweden, Norway, Mozambique, and Zimbabwe. We listened to a track from their album Mono Swezi Yanga. It was called Matatia. You are listening to Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And our blog and website contains much more info about the show, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1714. We'll begin our final set of the hour with music of Orchestra Baobab. They hail from Senegal, but they specialize in the performance of Cuban music, fusing rumba and son with West African Wolof music. Established in 1970, the band broke up in the late 80s, but reformed in 2001 as there was renewed interest in their vintage recordings. We'll go back to 1982 for their album Pirate's Choice. The album reissued in 2015 on the World Circuit label as both a digital download and as a double vinyl LP. And from that classic, we'll listen to Ledi Mdiene Mboja.
Wow, sapana yola da gisanyola, fomkana yola da kamonyola. Kisayar atsa tekin, le dinje me bojne ya no doy, le dinje me bojne ya no doy. Do finya ukire ume.
Sapana yola da gisanyola, fomkana yola da kamonyola. Kisayar atsa tekin, le dinje me bojne ya no doy, le dinje me bojne ya.
Lady, give me bonjour, yeah, you know. Lady, give me bonjour, yeah, you know.
Ya,
you
know,
you
know,
you know,
you know,
you know,
you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, خارج العقل ما نبراش حي
things up with some Algerian rai. Rai, R-A-I, is a very popular form of folk music which has its origins in 1920s Algeria. And we listen to some of the more authentic sounds of rai from Chib or Chaba Zawania, and a track from a compilation of her work, a French import release called Rai Algeri. We listen to Ya Omeri. Today, rai is still quite popular in Algeria, as well as within the Algerian immigrant community in France, but oftentimes it is infused with Western dance music and instrumentation, including plenty of electronic keyboards. Before that, some music from American fiddler Hanneke Cassel. She was born in Oregon in 1978, but she has performed and also taught the world over, not only here in the States, but also in Scotland, Sweden, China, and Austria, among other places. Her style of fiddle playing draws on both Scottish and Cape Breton fiddle traditions. We listen to the title track from her 2017 release, A Trip to Walden Pond, an album consisting of original material as well as traditional pieces. Again, her name, Hanneke Cassel, last name spelled C-A-S-S-E-L. And we began our final set of the hour with Orchestra Baobab and some Cuban-inspired music from Senegal, a track from their classic album Pirate's Choice. We heard Ledi Mdiene Mboja. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. Please join me again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.